Track 19.
Digital advertising on the move. According to experts, more than 50% of all advertising will be digital within a few years. As we can already see today, more and more people are spending their money online. They are not only buying CDs or downloading music, but ordering Christmas presents such as books, household appliances, or electronic gadgets for their relatives and friends. Advertisers know all too well that the number of internet connections, most of them broadband connections, has increased sharply. But the major focus will lie in the mobile market, as Mark Owen from the Market Research Bureau, Global Research, puts it. Mobile internet connections have doubled in the last 5 years, and I expect that this trend will continue. Just look at all those smartphones, netbooks, and web pads. There are two basic forms of digital advertising, push and pull. Pull digital advertising means that the user has to search for specific information and he or she can choose or pull the content, often via web search. Users click on a specific link in order to view the information required. Push advertising means that both the creator of information and the user are involved. Emails, SMS, or RSS feeds are examples of push advertising. The sender has to push send the message to the user or users so that the message can be received. Often users subscribe to certain providers in order to get information regularly. RSS is a popular form of sharing content. For example, newspaper headlines, without the need to constantly visit a website to see if there is anything new. These services are often free, however, they are linked with advertising. This form of marketing can be used by firms to inform potential customers about their new products, special offers, or marketing campaigns. If people are not interested in receiving news, they can cancel their subscription. Of course, effective marketing does not only rely on one advertising channel, and advertisers usually plan campaigns on different channels. Moreover, our consumption of the media available to us is changing rapidly, and multitasking is no longer only related to work but has also found its way into our living rooms. A recent survey found out that large numbers of TV viewers still switch channels as they did 10 or 20 years ago. But more and more viewers are now turning to the internet during TV advertising breaks. 40% of TV viewers admit to multitasking daily. This could mean that they surf the internet while they are watching TV, or they work or play on the PC while the TV is on in the background. Although an increasing number of advertisers are switching from TV to online advertising, the report points out that the integration of TV and digital advertising leads to a significant increase in response rates from viewers' users. The same survey also found out that more than half of TV viewers go online to look for a TV commercial which has interested them. In this way, the report helps advertisers to find ways to link their messages across the two channels when they are planning their campaigns. And this is only the beginning. It will be interesting to see how advertising continues to develop in the future. As we have learned from past examples, those advertisers who have had a good nose for new developments, particularly in online and mobile communication, have been very successful and able to make an easy dollar.